The Gemara Masechta Zvachim, Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph, discusses the halachas of Karbonis. The Gemara discusses Nun Hey Amar Beis, actually. And the Gemara teaches us that a carbon may not be brought to the Mizbeach, any carbon may not be brought to the Mizbeach before the doors of the Mizbeach, before the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are open, as the Gemara on Daf Nun Hey Amar Beis teaches us. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, Shlomim Sheshachtim Koinim Sheyiftachu Dalos HaHeichal, any carbon Shlomim that was brought before the doors of the Mehechal were open, Psulim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'shachtu Pesach El Moed. Bezman Shu Pesuach, Karbonis may only be brought when the doors are open, for Leibis man should know what, not when they are closed. And then the Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious to the Gemara, Mugaf, if the doors are closed, even though they are not locked, Knol Dami, that the Halacha considers them as if they are closed. The Shulchan Aruch, in Evno Ezer, Simon Chof Beis Sif Tes, in discussing the halachas of Yichud, says Bayi Shepeschei Pesuch L'Shus Rabim, a home whose doors are open to Shus Rabim, Eich Shash L'Siachet Shamim Erva. There is no problem of Yichud. And now the question that is discussed by the Poskim, the Pesachei Tshuva, there in Sif Katan Ches, immediately begins the discussion. This heter, Abai Shepaskel Pesuach L'Shus Rabim, what is considered open? Does it have to be open? Or is unlocked enough? So the Rashba, and the Shalos Tshuva of Rashba, Chelik Aleph, Simon Aleph, Elif Reish Nun Aleph, says that it's not considered Yichud unless the doors are actually locked. And he explains, because as long as the doors are not actually locked, the people in the house are concerned that maybe somebody's going to walk in without permission. And he brings a raya from Yerushalmi, where Yerushalmi, in identifying if somebody becomes a soita, to the Yerushalmi in Masechta Ksubis, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, teaches us that a woman doesn't become a soita until the man and the woman are in the same room with a locked door. But if the door is just locked, closed without a lock, and anybody from the outside could open it, it's not clear that that woman could ever become a soita. And the Yerushalmi brings another, the Rashba brings another raya from a Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, regarding Yayin Nesach, that closed doors that are not locked, wine left there is not considered Yayin Nesach was left there with an Akum. And that is the opinion of the Mabit, and so too is the opinion of the Ratvaz, that it's not considered Yichud until the doors are actually locked. Rabbi Kiva Eger, however, quotes the Tshuvas Beis Meir and says there's a mistake in the Girsa of the Rashba. And the Rashba Girsa is on the contrary, that indeed for Soita, a woman would not become a Soita unless the door was locked. But regarding Yichud, it's already considered Yichud even if it's closed without a lock. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says that too is his opinion, that Yichud, that there's an issi yichud when the door is locked, when the doors are closed, even if they're not locked. The Marsham, in the Shalos Tshuvos Marsham, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Vav, wants to say, why don't we bring a raya from our Gemara? Because our Gemara says that if the doors are closed, even though they're not locked, it's not considered, as we just learned at the beginning of our shiur, Pesach Oil Moed, and the carbon would be possible. So we see from here that closed doors, even though they're not locked, are considered closed. So the Marsham says that even though it's maybe a raya, he says you can't bring a raya from these different sugyas. There are different situations in every sugya. And indeed, the Shalos Tshuvos, Binyan Tzion, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, says you have to look at what is the Minig Hamakom. If the Minig Hamakom is that people will walk into homes with a closed, as long as the door is not locked, people feel comfortable in walking in, then there wouldn't be a problem of Yichud. But if a door is closed, even though it's not locked, the meaning is that people will not walk in, that is already enough to make it into a situation of Yichud. The Shalos Tshuvos Michas Yitzchak, Chelek Zayin Simen Gimel, takes also a stricter approach. And he says, like Ricky Vager, that for Soita, maybe we have a different standard. But as far as Yichud is concerned, it's different than Soita. And because it's different than Soita, especially he says that Yichud may be a Shaila v'Deraisa, and Sofik deraisa l'chumra, and therefore we have to be machmer. On the other hand, Reb Moshe, in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalid, Simen, Samachay, Seif Dalid, takes a very interesting approach, somewhat a very lenient approach. He says that even if people are in a house where the door is not just closed, but it's even locked. But if they're in a place where somebody could come at any time and knock on the door, ring the bell, and that's going to force them to have to answer fairly quickly, because it's going to force them to have to answer fairly quickly, that's going to prevent them from doing something wrong in the first place. It's a chiddush. Reb Moshe's position is a very lenient position, and it's a very big chiddush. Perhaps in trying to understand what Reb Moshe meant, maybe Reb Moshe is speaking about a place of business, which is during business hours. And therefore, during business hours, it's difficult not to answer the door during business hours. And maybe that's why Reb Moshe says that if they're there alone during business hours, we can maybe be, and if somebody's going to ring the bell, they're going to have to answer. That's why we could be a little more lenient. Along the same lines that we're trying to show in this shiur, that even though the halacha speaks about closed doors and locked doors, every situation is unique. The Tzitz Eliezer, in the Shalos Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Zayin, Simen Mem Gimel, indeed says, you can't bring a raya. We quoted earlier in the shiur, the Rashba wants to bring a raya from Yayin Nesa. By Yayin Nesach, the door has to be locked. If the door is not locked, it wouldn't be an issue. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, it's not a compelling raya. He wants to say as follows. He says, the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, that says that only locked doors are an issue, but closed doors are not an issue, says that Tzitz Eliezer is speaking about a place where a Jew and a non-Jew are partners in a warehouse where wine is stored. So since they're partners in the warehouse where wine is stored, says that Tzitz Eliezer, each partner feels comfortable walking into that warehouse at any time. Since he feels comfortable in walking into that warehouse at any time, that will prevent the Akum from doing anything wrong. The only time the Akum will feel comfortable is if the door is actually locked. Whereas Al Gemara, when we speak about Yichud, we're speaking about a situation where a man and a woman are secluded in a place and the outsider has no right to come in unless he has permission to come in. And therefore, we cannot compare, says the Tzitz Eliezer, the situation of Yichud to the situation of Yayin Nesach. La'aloch l'maisa, Rav Yoshev Zatzal and Rav Shaim Zatzal said that if it's not common that people should walk into a place without knocking on the door first and getting permission to come in, that the halacha is that the door, even if it's closed, will not be considered Pesach Pesuch L'shus HaRabim. The Paiskim, however, argue that if the door is indeed open, even though maybe they could be alone in a place in the room where you can't see, even if the door is open, once the door is open, the Paiskim say, that's enough of a heter that the people will not do something inappropriate. Moreover, based on this heter, Pesach Pesuch L'shus HaRabim, the Chibina Rav in Shas HaTshuvas, David Mishorim, Simon Hay, says that if you have a place where you have a Shiloh Yichud and there's a door and it's locked, but you give someone the key or the combination, if it's locked with a combination, and they can walk in any time. And he says not only can they walk in at any time, but they actually do walk in unexpected at different times, that could be already considered in the category of Pesach Pesuch L'shus HaRabim to avoid a Shiloh of Yichud.